This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour on Monday, May the 6th, it's the DJV program. Unfortunately, Britney Spears could not make it today, but Jennifer Horne is here. Even better, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, not making it today either. So we have somebody else who looks just as pretty in pink, Rich McFadden.
Kara's with Britney Spears, actually, right now.
Yeah, she is, exactly. They're doing their cha-cha, their yoga in their bikinis together, so that'd be nice. Yep.
I know.
All right, so Jennifer, it is your job, your distinct pleasure, I know, to lead us into the first news of the hour.
All right, well, lots of stuff going on. Boy, it seems tensions are rising in Iran, but why not go to the gossipy side of politics? And that is because Michael Cohen, the former lawyer and fixer, I guess, of President Trump, is scheduled to begin serving a 3-year prison sentence today for crimes, including campaign finance violations related to hush money payments made on Trump's behalf. It's so stupid that he actually said guilty and took the plea on that particular violation. I don't think he would have seen any jail time. But, okay. He spent his final weekend of freedom maintaining his normal life. He left his Manhattan apartment building on Saturday with his son. They went to a coffee shop, then to a barber shop. They both got haircuts. Next stop, he went to Barney's, New York, where he told journalists that he plans to hold a news conference on Monday before heading to prison. He
had Barney's buy a new suit.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
He got a prison.
I don't know why he was doing that, but he went to Barney's for some reason. You would think he would probably not have all that money left, but I guess he can afford Barney. So then he faces a 2 p.m.
He's so remorseful.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. 2 p.m. Eastern Time deadline to report to the Federal Correctional Institution, Otisville. He will also be sitting alongside some famous faces who I think, Victoria, that's where the situation is, right?
Oh, yeah. The situation and Billy McFarland, who is
the Fyre Festival
fraudster. Yep. He's got some...
So it's a minimum security prison camp, and that's where a lot of white-collar criminals go. He's going to be wearing his regular prison orange, I guess, is what they'll put him in. But, you know, I heard what his day will be like. And I'm not saying that I wouldn't be devastated. If I had a prison sentence before me, I'm so much of a goody-goody, I would be devastated. Like, I couldn't look anybody in the face. I'd be so embarrassed. But apparently he wakes up. They eat meals during the day.
This is the suggested day for
them. This is what the schedule is like for them. So they wake up, lights are on at 11. I think they probably have to wake up by 7 or 8. They spend their day cleaning their prison cell, eating meals, and then having recreational time. So it seems that they, I mean, how much time would it take to clean your prison cell?
It's not a cell. It's not, there are no bars or anything.
It's in a room.
So they clean that.
And then they get to spend the time with recreational moments. So that, and for that, that means bocce ball. They have bocce ball. How elitist. That's what they play at wineries. I was at a wine festival this weekend. They were playing bocce ball. Basketball. They get to work out. I mean, it doesn't sound...
Well, the situation just posted the first picture since he's been in jail. And he looks jacked. Like, Snooki said recently that Mike's... Yeah. She literally said, quote, "He's having the time of his life." That was her quote about Mike in jail, and that he has been working out, he's in the best shape of his life, and it's just the mind reels
club
thinking
fed.
About yeah completely
yeah.
And yet we're stupid enough to at least there's some discussion of prison reform, but this is what I've been harping on for years. Even Richie was with us every day. He listened to me talk about this over and over again. This is decades ago about how all these people that are in jail, it's a joke. They go there. Some people want to go to jail because they don't have any place to live, so they commit a crime and they end up in jail. 3 squares a day, roof over your head, go exercise, have fun, bing, bang, boom. Now, is it wonderful for everybody? No. There are some hardcore dudes that are in places like Walpole State Prison in Massachusetts. You wouldn't want to be within 100 feet of these guys.
Yeah, well, this is the opposite of Rikers.
Right.
I mean, this
exactly.
is, you know, the situation in Billy McFarland, they play Scrabble together during
but
the day.
But it's like admitting, Victoria, that when they shouldn't have computer, I mean, jail time for these people. There's no reason for these people to be in jail. They should be doing something else as a public service to pay for the, or have some kind of attitude adjustment for whatever things they have done that are antisocial, if you will. So, I mean, God, what a joke. All right, next up, the whole story about the horses disqualifying and the controversy about the Belmont Stakes over the weekend anymore. I mean, there's nothing more to say.
You mean the Kentucky Derby?
I'm sorry, yes, that too. Kentucky
well, the only add-on is that they may take this to court. So the after the disqualification of Maximum Security, that's the name of the horse, the owner and the trainer have said that they're considering their legal options because this is an unprecedented disqualification. And actually, so much so, it put him in put Maximum Security in, who won the race, but it put him in 17th place, which means he actually doesn't qualify for the Preakness right now. So it won't even be a rematch between Country House and Maximum Security if things remain the way they are. So I think this is probably going to go to
which
court.
Which stinks. That it shouldn't be like
what
that.
What happens to all the people who already cashed in their bets?
Well, they're holding holding the money. They haven't paid out yet.
Oh.
They were saying that today would be the day that people got paid out, but it's
wow.
It's murky years. Yep.
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't hear that story, that part of it, anyway.
And the problem is, Maximum Security is an amazing horse. He led wire to wire. He beat 16 other horses. But he will never be able to run in, you know, you can only do the Derby once because it's only for two-year-olds. You can only do the Belmont and the Preakness once. So his entire career will be completely sidelined. It's horrible. Horrible call.
Jennifer, just a Dateline extra here for you. So that you can go on to the rest of your day feeling comfortable. Barney Frank. Remember Barney Frank? He was referred to as My Boy Lollipop by Rush Limbaugh for many years. Yes, right. And so Barney has said in an important interview here, and he lives in Boston, used to represent an area of Boston in Congress, says he opposes any kind of impeachment for any kind of impeachment action against the president. It will make the party look bad.
Not the only one.
Anywhere.
Yeah, I agree with him.
Yeah.
I think it's ridiculous. It's got to stop.
But it's kind of funny. There was actually an article, I think, in The Hill this past weekend about how Republicans are actually the ones that are kind of goading Democrats into impeachment because
they know
how politically suicidal it would be if they pursued impeachment of the president, especially with a year left until the presidential election. So there are a lot of Republicans who are saying, yeah, go Democrats. You're right. He's terrible. Let's go and try to get
him out. Including Trump.
In fact, I actually think Trump is now playing opposites day. He came out and said he doesn't want Mueller to testify. Mueller should absolutely testify. What Republicans could get from him with the right questions would be hugely detrimental against the Democrats who are thinking they're going to one-up Trump. And Trump saying over the weekend, we don't want Mueller to testify. I almost feel like he does that just to try to make the Democrats push harder. Well, if he doesn't want him to testify, there must be something else. And it's so interesting to watch all of this. Ugh.
Sure is. Coming up, speaking of interesting weather stories, not only here in our country, but around the world, wild weather conditions, that's up next here on the DJV program. Quarter past the hour. Let me help you get a better night's rest. The most comfortable pillows, most comfortable mattresses, most comfortable sheets. Now, I can say that, and you say, well, who says? Well, among others, I say, because I got them all. I'm using all these MyPillow products. All the people here, we've had, I got some of these roll-and-go pillows that you can take with you on a trip. Sometimes if I'm out and about in the middle of the day and I'm working on the farm or I have to move some equipment from one place to another and I get sleepy, I jump into the back seat of the truck and I've got my roll-and-go pillow in the back seat of the truck. I take a quick nap. That's what they're good for, all kinds of things. If you're not a MyPillow customer, do yourself a favor. Spend a couple of minutes. Go to MyPillow.com and look at all of the extraordinary things they have, all made in America, all washable in the machine, no matter what they are. The pillow, well, you're not going to get the mattress into the washing machine, but you know what I mean. All the other applicable things all wash and dry and stay the course, if you will. So go to MyPillow.com, order their fantastic new Giza sheets. You're going to love these geezer sheets. They're so just comfortable and cool. You feel great. It's a 30% discount you get using the promo code DJV2, plus free shipping. So it's a brand new product, and they're offering through our services a 30% discount. Get 50 to 55% off using the DJV code on other things that'll help you get a great night's rest. That's their mantra. That's their goal. Guaranteed, the most comfortable night's rest using their product you will ever experience. Go get them at MyPillow.com. Order those Giza sheets to get started. Use the promo code DJV.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
All month, you can earn 15% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
15% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid 5519 to 6119. Visit staples.com/15 and rewards for details.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The Jetsons TV series in the 60s featured flying cars. Pretty out of this world back then, but a reality by 2023. At least a dozen companies are prototyping and testing flying cars right now. Vertical takeoff and landing crafts, or VTOLs, will deliver people and goods faster than ground transport, and taking cars off the road in the process. Uber hopes to start hauling passengers in 5-seat hybrid vehicles called Uber Air above LA and Dallas by 2023. Uber projects that eventually Uber Air will cost riders the same as Uber Ground. But the technology is moving quicker than government regulations, and the real challenge could be integrating thousands of these flying cars into an urban air mobility system. Check out robreport.com for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
All right, so, hello. It's the DJV program. Okay, so here's the story with massive amounts of rain continuing. I just looked at the 10-day forecast here on the farm. 8 of the next 10 days, rain. Can't get on the fields. Farmers are going bananas in the Midwest. What is going to do to the cost of food come next fall and winter? We can only imagine. But there's more storms that are likely damaging wind and hail, tornadoes today in some parts of the Midwest, the central and central southern U.S. Awful. Meanwhile, over in on the coast, the eastern coast of India, they had a cyclone overnight there that killed hundreds of people. Millions are out on the street. 125 to 145 mile an hour winds. It was called Cyclone Fanny, and a million people have gone into storm shelters as a result of this. So the weather around the country is ugly and unpleasant. So what do we do? Is that we're more global warming? What is going on here? Remember last year I talked a lot about in the fall how bad the weather was on the farm. We couldn't get any farming really done after the middle of September. Awful. And it's this spring is set, you know, what do you do if you're a farmer and you're dependent on weather to make a living? It doesn't happen. All right, anything else on the Iran tensions? Victoria, Jennifer, anything else with that? Just the same kind of baloney.
Yeah, I think that's this, whatever Jen's update was, I think is the latest.
Yeah. All right. That's the story, at least in this half hour. Well, not this half hour, but the last few minutes. Got you tuned up, have we? Stay tuned. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And change at the hour here on the DJV program with Victoria Cara not here, but Richie, the fans at the controls. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on Madonna and some of her new music, releasing the second single called I Rise ahead of her upcoming album, Madam X. The song features an audio sample from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. The survivor who's heard is Emma Gonzalez. Madonna said of the song, quote, I wrote I Rise as a way of giving a voice to all marginalized people who feel they don't have the opportunity to speak their mind. This year is the 50th anniversary of Pride, and I hope this song encourages all to be who they are, to speak their minds, and to love themselves. So this album, the 14th from Madonna, will drop on the 14th of next month. She said I Rise comes... after Medellin. We were talking about how to pronounce that before.
It's Medellin.
Yeah, even though it's spelled like Medellin. Medellin.
Right.
Madam X is the first release from Madonna since Rebel Heart in 2015. Features some collaborations with other Latin artists. She plans to release her next single on the 10th of this month, called Crave. Then she'll drop Future on May 17th and Dark Ballet on June 7th. She said of a new album, Lisbon is where my record was born. I found my tribe there and a magical world of incredible musicians that reinforced my belief that music across the world is truly all connected and the soul of the universe. So what else is going on with her, Victoria?
Well, in about 35 minutes, she'll be announcing her Madam X tour. And the interesting thing about it is it's not going to be a tour that we're used to seeing from Madonna. She's going to only play small venues. So there will be a lot of theaters. The Beacon Theater in New York, the Brooklyn Academy of Music are two of the stops that she's
rumored to... Isn't the Beacon Theater where Springsteen did his thing? That small...
No, that was on Broadway. He did his thing on Broadway. I forget which Broadway theater it was, but... and then the interesting thing is, of course, there will be premium pricing for the first few rows of every show. However, she's also going to do a lottery for fans, and so they'll be able to get tickets good seats for $10 if you win the lottery, which is something that Hamilton started doing, you know, when it first hit Broadway because the tickets were so expensive. So I think that's really cool. The intimate shows, she says, will be inspired by her time in Lisbon. As you just mentioned, Doug, she had moved to Lisbon in order to record this this album. And she said that she did a lot of living room sessions of music played at locals' homes in Lisbon. So that kind of inspired her to want to do really intimate type shows. So it'll be interesting.
On Saturday, the Advocate for Change Award at the GLAAD Media Awards. She had a lot to say. She talked about her first gay experience. Her ballet teacher was gay, and he took her to a gay club in Detroit. She said, "For the first time, I saw men kissing men, girls dressed like boys, boys wearing hot pants, incredible dancing, and a kind of freedom and joy and happiness that I had never seen before. I felt like I was not alone, that it was okay to be different and not like everybody else." She was very different as a youngster in the way she dressed, kind of a little bit like Cyndi Lauper in a manner of speaking as to how she looked as a kid. But anyway,
it's amazing how many women have tried to dress like Madonna for all these years.
Neil Young up next, announcing his new book called To Feel the Music, A Songwriter's Mission to Save High-Quality Audio, out in September. He says, "My new book, To Feel the Music, is a story of my efforts to improve the quality of audio that you hear. Takes you through how the sound was and is comprised by the tech and record companies instead of improving over time like other technologies. It's become worse." He said, quote, "The issue of improving audio quality has been one of the most important things we've done, what we've been doing for decades, and something I focus on every day." So, Neil Young, here, back in service to all of us, 28 past the hour.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
Hi, I'm Paul. I know what you're thinking. Oh, great, another wireless ad. I know how you feel. And it seems like they're always full of this complicated, tricky language about their networks and offers and blah, blah, blah. Well, Sprint is going to do things differently and let you decide for yourself with their new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or your money back. See? Simple. Now get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the iPhone XR with its amazing camera included for just $35 a month per line for 5 lines. So switch now. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
30-day guarantee with new line of service. iPhone XR, 64GB, $15 a month after $16.25 a month credit for 18 months credit applied within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20, pay $32 a month per line with autopay. Day to day prioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Speak maximums, use rules, $30.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. deploying a carrier strike group and bombers to the Middle East, apparently a show of force to Iran. National Security Advisor John Bolton saying in a statement, the presence of the U.S. military should send a message to the Iranian government that any attack on U.S. interests or allies, quote, will be met with unrelenting force. Bolton says while the U.S. doesn't seek war with Iran, it's fully prepared to respond to any attack by Iran or its proxies. No word on anything specific that triggered this action. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro will soon leave power, is the prediction from the U.S. Secretary of State.
We've made very clear that Maduro must leave. There's no way you can have free and fair elections with Maduro still inside of that country.
Mike Pompeo spoke on Fox News Sunday, and this is USA Radio News.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Four at the hour now in the DJD program for Monday, the 6th of May, featuring Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan. Richard Fenn's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Update on the passing of Luke Perry now from Victoria.
Yes, Luke Perry is trending, and this is, of course, 2 months after his death. The reason he's trending is because his 18-year-old daughter, Sophie, has gone public with Luke Perry's, one of his final wishes was to be buried in a mushroom burial suit. And this is an eco-friendly burial option. It's made of mushrooms, and so this eliminates the need for a casket. And she says that this is something that was very important to her dad. He considered himself to be an environmentalist. He grew up on a farm in Tennessee, which is actually where he is buried. And he was very much into his farm life and all kinds of environmental charities and efforts. And so she said that this was something that he really wanted. She said, quote, "My dad discovered it, the mushroom burial suit. and was more excited by this than I have ever seen him. He was buried in this suit. It was one of his final wishes. They are truly a beautiful thing for this beautiful planet, and I wanted to share it all with you. And so people have been tweeting at her and asking questions about it, and she said that the suit actually means that the a casket is not necessary. And she said it's if, you know, there are different rules and laws of burial and things like that. She said if you are going to be laid to rest in a place where they allow you to skip the casket, then you can just use this mushroom suit and have it, or if you do need a casket, it has to be a biodegradable one so that the suit would be able to do its thing. And right. So, you know, ashes to ashes. And
what does the suit do?
It just naturally decomposes the body.
Faster. There's all kinds of stuff. We were talking last week.
So it helps the body process faster.
So there's no, there aren't any chemicals.
No embalming.
Right. You know, which, look, to be perfectly honest, it's not fun to talk about, but the reason that there are laws about caskets is because of the embalming fluid would completely, it's so toxic that if it leaked out into the soil, it would contaminate all the surrounding soil and the grass wouldn't even grow. That's how potent that stuff is. So this is kind of an interesting, alternative. And I think a lot of people, it's getting a lot of buzz right now. Mushroom burial suit is trending.
Do you know what alkaline hydrolysis is?
Mm-mm.
Alkaline hydrolysis, also known as dissolution resumation. It is flameless cremation. It's called green cremation. The same process that occurs as part of nature's course when your body is laid to rest in the soil, if it's not in the box, as you're suggesting.
Mm-hmm.
With aqua cremation, your body is placed in a container, placed in a clean stainless steel vessel, combination of water flow, temperature, and alkalinity used to accelerate the process of tissue hydrolysis. At the end of the process, the body has been returned to its natural form, dissolved in the water, because we're 65-70% water to begin with anyway. The only solid remaining is what minerals come from the bones.
Wow.
So this is something else. Some people at first thought you were being dissolved in acid. That's not the case at all. Alkaline hydrolysis uses a catalyst. The alkalinity, we all talk about acidity and alkalinity in our bodies, right? You know what the difference is? Acidity creates the environment for things like cancer to grow. The more acidic your body, the more likely you are to have all kinds of health issues. The more alkalinic your body is, sodium, potassium, hydroxide, that's basically what the alkalis are. That's the best thing you can do for your body. But also, in this process, it helps dissolve your body more quickly. And so the water is then put into the ecosystem, sprayed around, and that's the end. Done.
Huh.
Water. It's an interesting solution to in places where there are lots of, you remember, Richie, we were in Guam, how the caskets, you drive up and down the main street because there's no, the water table is right below the surface. They can't dig a hole and bury it.
Ground, yeah.
They didn't believe in cremation, so they have all of these big cement boxes all up and down the roadway where people's bodies, they were 10, 12, 15 stacked high next to the water, next to the road where they put the bodies. That's where they bury them.
We do the same thing in New Orleans. Everything's above ground.
Yeah.
Right.
It's actually the way they do it in New Orleans. And, the above ground thing, it's very eco-friendly, too.
Yeah.
Essentially, you just, if you've ever been inside one of them, I actually was inside one of them, and basically the sun just naturally bakes the person, and then they go in a year later, and push the ashes aside and wait for the next family member.
Yeah.
And it just goes down the little back side of the chute, and it's just, generations of ashes on top of each other.
You're just dirt anyway, so what difference does it make? Yeah.
Yep.
The federal government has come out with a cost ratio for sick days and what it costs workers. Richie, you run the network. You have probably figured out how much every year it costs you to have workers that are out, sick pay, sick days, that sort of thing.
Sure.
And according to this study, last year, sick days or illness cost American companies $576 billion. poor health, cost of the lack of insurance, that kind of stuff. Over 50 million workers lack disability income protection, and because of that, the productivity loss, as we were just talking about, from missed work costs employers a lot of money. Disability insurance can help offset missed wages due to illness or injury. Here's Andy Solomon with that story.
These can occur at any time, whether that means a $400 car repair or a $1,500 medical bill. Prepared or not, most Americans are at least aware that they should attempt to save for emergencies in retirement. Leston Welsh, head of Disability and Absence Management at Prudential Group Insurance, has more.
Most people cannot afford a loss of income resulting from a short or long-term disability. Ironically, financial stress increases the risk of experiencing a disability.
This is according to Prudential's 2018 Financial Wellness Census, which explored the financial health of a cross-section of the U.S. population.
Many workers mistakenly assume workers' compensation and Social Security disability insurance cover most disabling events, but they may not. The average SSDI benefit in 2018 paid only $14,364 per year. That's barely above poverty levels.
To learn more about short-term and long-term disability insurance, visit Prudential.com.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Doug Steffen with a thought about energy and how much you have or perhaps you don't have. If you're having a hard time keeping up with your daily routine, you find that you're not enjoying yourself, you go work out in the gym, you're not performing in lovemaking the way you used to, then you need NuGenix. N-U-G-E-N-I-X. This will take care of performance. Getting older does have a problem. It brings a problem around. Your lean muscle mass not as cool. Just all kinds of things that you need to keep up with. So let's restore your energy and your confidence. Get a free bottle of NuGenix by texting the word FORCE to 321-321. That's it. Free bottle. NuGenix. FORCE 321-321.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, 44 after the hour now on the DJV program. So let's talk about how to brighten your Mother's Day, some gift ideas, the guide on what to get your mother if you are confused. We have Jen Falick here with us, a style expert, beauty expert. So if you're on the go and you're looking for some important things to come up with, Mother's Day being an important focus for a lot of people, what do we need to have? What are the must-haves, Jen, for Mother's Day?
You know, Mother's Day gifts, I think, should always be something that either speak to something that she would love but wouldn't think to buy herself, or something that makes her life a little bit easier every morning, a little more effortless. And when those two things come together, I feel like those are the best gifts of all. You know, fragrance is typically a really, you know, it's traditionally a really popular Mother's Day gift. And Elizabeth Taylor White Diamond is a Mother's Day favorite. And the newest from the House of Taylor is White Diamonds en Rouge. And it's made to capture the essence of Elizabeth Taylor's bold glamour, confidence, conviction, beauty, and style. It's a floral oriental scent. It's got notes of rose, jasmine, orange flower, raspberry, and vanilla bean. And it's also a gift that gives back. So it goes back to the fight against HIV. A portion of sales go to Elizabeth Taylor's foundation. And you can buy this online or at Macy's for $69. Fashion gifts, also great. And I think it's nice to give them something, you know, that's on trend, something that's a statement piece that, again, maybe she wouldn't think to buy for herself. Belted dresses are a really big trend going into spring, especially bold colors and stripes. Lane Bryant has tons of totally on-trend and super comfy pieces. The sizes run from a size 10 up to a 28. And, you know, you can't go wrong with a gift card as well. That's something that always fits. And you can pick these items up in-store or online at lanebryant.com. Finally, you know, things that make getting dinner on the table easier or something for the kitchen also can be a great gift. And a unique and handy gift for the soup lover is the Philips Soup Maker. It will deliver perfectly textured soups in less than 20 minutes. All you have to do is add the ingredients. It actually comes with a bunch of recipes. And you can use one of the preset programs. You can also make smoothies and compotes. It blends and heats at the same time, so you don't need to sit there and stir or monitor the progress. One batch is a meal for two, or you can make an appetizer for four. And you can get this at Philips.com or Amazon for around $150.
All right. You know, there are a lot of things, Jen, that people consider for Mother's Day. Certainly these are great ideas because I think moms like to be pampered. Who doesn't want to have something kind of sweet done for her, for, you know, for making breakfast in the morning? But I was noticing there are some other things that are out of the box that are sort of in addition. I think you give your mother something that's tangible that you can give her on the day. I think that's helpful. And then maybe there's some other things. A lot of children now are giving, in the name of their mother, a charitable gift to some, you know, there are all kinds of groups out there that are socially concerned. Find out what your mother is all about, because a lot of mothers value philanthropy. So I think there's a twofold approach. Financial gifts can be cool. I think that your mother is important enough, it would seem, I'd hope that your mother was important enough, that you don't just do one thing. You really give it some thought. The things that Jen is suggesting is one thing. But I think, I don't know. I don't know that we honor our mothers as much. You must be a mother. You have children,
yeah.
Jen?
Yep, I've got two girls. You know, I think Mother's Day also, it's a it's sort of nice to have a day where people feel, you know, your kids, your significant other, whatever, maybe kind of are reminded to say that they appreciate what you do,
yeah.
Which is also a great gift, and being able to maybe sleep in is also nice. But, yeah, I like a combination. I agree with you that I think a combination of things can be really special, and, yes, it's great to give some sort of a gift. It's always nice, and sometimes it's fun to pick something out for somebody that you love. But also agreed, a charitable contribution or something handmade. You know, my girls are young, so they usually, like, they make a card for me that I can hold on to forever. I'm thrilled. It's a combo of things that depends on the stage in life and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, I think it also depends on thinking. Teaching your children, because this is really for children, not necessarily for the husband, but the husband certainly participates oftentimes. But the children are, I think, oftentimes today more concerned about themselves than they are others in their lives. And so this is a way to get them focused on and appreciating what their mother is all about. I may be an old, maybe a traditionalist, but I think that we don't often think about our mothers. Not to say that your father's not important, because your father is, but give it some real thought. I think that's what we're suggesting here, whether it's the things that are cool that we were, you know, just talking about, the Lane Bryant stuff and the Elizabeth Taylor things. Those are very nice to have, and they speak and they say something. But then some of the other things say something as well. Give it some thought. That's the idea. Jen, thank you for being here. Jen Fallick, with ideas and making us think more about Mother's Day, which is this coming Sunday here on the DJV program. 10.
Anytime, any place. varieties, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Turn our attention now to what's going on in the world of movies. The Monday wrap-up, Chuck Curry is here. The theme from Friends, one of the most iconic themes and shows. I've taken to watching episodes of Friends on the plane going back and forth every few weeks, Chuck Curry. I find them enjoyable, frankly. I think all those people are likable. I never really was a fan of it when it was out. But I find watching, maybe watch an episode or two. There are a lot of them on the plane, so it's just fun. Schwimmer is my least favorite, although I don't like the guys as much as I like the girl. I think most people would tell you Aniston and what's her face?
Courtney Cox,
yeah.
Lisa Kudrow.
Best part. I never thought she was that good either.
Ask me why we're playing the music.
Chucker, why are we playing the music from Friends?
We're going to play This Day in TV History, 2004, May 6th, the last episode of Friends ad in season 10 on NBC. 52.5 million viewers watched. That's according to Nielsen, if you believe Nielsen. But that's what they say, yeah. 52.5 million viewers watched that final episode in 2004 on this.
It was like magic. It was like gold. And each of them in the last, it was 6 or 7 years. The show was on for what, 12? How long was that show on?
10 years.
10 years, okay. In the last few years, they were making $1 million, $1.2 million an episode. And
yeah,
to this day.
They cut an amazing deal.
Right. To this day, they all make $20 million a year on the royalties from the reruns. Not a bad gig.
I said this before on the show, but it's easy to remember. Do you know what actor cut a royalty deal back in the day in the 1970s? Had the vision to know syndication was coming.
No, I don't remember if you told
me. Harold O'Connor, who played Archie Bunker.
Oh, Archie Bunker, yeah. Right.
He cut the first syndication deal percentage for himself, which paved the way for people like the cast of Friends to make a whole load of money on the repeat viewing going forward.
Made great sense. All right, big story is Endgame continuing. It's a pretty unprecedented run. What was the box office total? What was the number this week? What does that look like?
It made a couple dollars, $148.8 million in weekend number two. That's a 59% drop week to week off a $358 million opening. That's outstanding. $612.7 million in 2 weeks of release. $2 billion worldwide. A lot of people have seen this movie, except you. You haven't seen it yet, have you?
I have not. No, it's harder for me once I get
Rich
in the farm.
Did Rich see it?
I haven't seen it yet. No.
No.
No. Okay.
And neither has Victoria hasn't seen it. She doesn't like the movies.
I want to wait and just knock it over the $3 billion mark. That's what I'm waiting for.
Right. That's it. Right. That's what you should do.
My ticket will just tip it right over the edge.
Right.
So here's the top five. The Intruder. One of those thriller type of movies. It's sort of in the vein. Remember the movie in the 80s, Hand That Rocks the Cradle? This one stars Dennis Quaid as a wacko.
It did
$11 million. And you know, they shot this on a budget of just $5 million. So basically, with marketing costs, it's just about profitable already. A long shot with Charlize Theron and Seth Rogen. Opened to some really good reviews. Did $10 million in business. Not on a $45 million production budget. I have a feeling word of mouth is going to be good. I am going to see it in the next.
I'd like to see it. The chemistry. I'm not a fan of his, but when I looked at the trailers for in the theater, the chemistry looked very good between the two of them. It looked like it would be a fun movie, frankly.
Number four was Ugly Dolls, an animated movie from a studio, STX, $8.5 million. That on a budget of $45 million, that's not a very good opening weekend for that film. And Captain Marvel ran out the top five, $420 million to date. Film's had tremendous legs and has done very well. You know, last night on Showtime, I got a chance. I watched this new Ted Bundy movie, which stars Zac Efron, is called Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile. I thought it was, you know, I know a lot of reviews say it was an interesting misfire. I thought it was a really interesting watch, and I thought it was some really good work by Zac Efron. I think he did a fantastic job, and I was glued to the screen. I thought it was, I wouldn't use the word great, but I thought it was well worth watching if you have any interest in this type subject matter. His performance was really good. It's currently on.
I've heard the same thing about that movie. I've heard he's really good and it's really interesting.
Yeah.
It is interesting. I thought it was worth watching.
Well, there's a lot of good stuff around. There's some bad movies, but there's a lot of good stuff around. You just have to look for it, frankly. You get beyond just the promotional blitz that goes with some of these big movies. You can find some good movies around in a lot of good places. Good movies. Thank you, Chucker. Good
Thank
move.
You.
Good movies. Good man. Chuck Curry here on the DJV Show, 59 after the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.